This is the Texas Standard.
When South by Southwest film began in the mid-90s, it was a very different event than it is today.
When it started off, it was all Texas films and maybe films from Sundance. And over the years, our landscape in terms of the work we showed has vastly increased. We're an international festival, so we're not a regional film. We can't just show Texas films. And in fact, we show a fraction of the Texas films that are submitted to us.
Janet Pearson has led South by Southwest Film for 10 years, so she's been part of that evolution. And while the fest's growth has meant fewer Texas films, she knows this state loves to love itself. And reporters like me will ask her about Texas connections.
We have a tip sheet for press, and it's kind of like, you know, films shot in Texas by Texans or filmmakers currently living in Texas. And then they're shot in Texas by filmmakers living elsewhere. And then there's by current Texas residents shot elsewhere.
Altogether, South by Southwest Film 2018 is screening 256 films in 9 days on 14 screens, including 89 world premieres, 13 North American premieres, and 6 U.S. premieres. Of all those, the hottest ticket this year does have a Texas connection. It's Houston-born and Austin-educated director Wes Anderson's new film, the stop-motion Isle of Dogs.
Wait a second. Before we attack each other and tear ourselves to shreds like a pack of maniacs, let's just open the sack first and see what's actually in it. It might not even be worth the trouble.
I'm not sure.
Maybe.
Hi.
This film is extraordinary. We would have shown it sight unseen, but we've seen it, and it's just amazing.
That's the fest's closing night film. To open, it's the other most anticipated picture, A Quiet Place.
Who are we if we can't protect them? We have to protect them.
It's a thriller, and the premise is that, like, you can't make a sound or the aliens or whatever the forces will get you. So this film is really quiet, but the acting is extraordinary. Emily Blunt is amazing. She's pregnant. There are kids. It's very suspenseful and really entertaining.
That one's directed by John Krasinski, you know, the guy from The Office.
My job is to speak to clients on the phone about quantities and type of copy or paper.
And here's a clue at another face you could see around Austin during the film festival.
Obi-Wan never told you what happened to your father.
He told me enough. He told me you killed him.
No, I am your father.
Not Darth, Luke, or Mark Hamill, rather. He's coming for the premiere of a documentary about the making of The Last Jedi. Also coming, this guy.
This is the mayor talking.
All right.
Doctor.
Come on, what?
Always do the right thing.
Spike Lee is a featured speaker. But director of film Janet Pearson is always reminding folks that South by Southwest is not just about famous faces, but discovery. Like the film Profile by a director from Kazakhstan, Timur Bekmimnikov.
He's been working for a couple of years just making films within a desktop, which sounds like, who wants to see this after working all day? But he's perfected the form so that these are intensely entertaining and suspenseful work, and they're great.
Another unexpected surprise, a Japanese documentary called From All Corners, about an artist who's obsessed with, of all things, recycling cardboard.
And he's so obsessive, like he goes to markets and he searches for the right kind of cardboard with the right kind of graphic. In the film, he searches to find the designer of this one kind of cherry or orange that's on a cardboard. And he finds somebody who did this thing 20 years before and he makes art wallets out of them. It's so beautiful.
The 25th edition of South by Southwest Film also showcases its continuing evolution.
Nice! Here it comes.
There's something new in the episodics lineup.
I used to be just like y'all. Check your own potential, man.
Actually, sorry to interrupt.
Let's go to brunch! Ah, I want it!
What happened to Brooklyn?
Brooklyn!
That clip's from a show, or episodic if you prefer, called The Last OG by Jordan Peele and starring Tracy Morgan. It's screening at South by Southwest before it comes to TBS. And that's something the festival has been doing for a few years now. The idea behind the independent episodics program is to introduce new programs that are still in the works.
And we've talked about it for years, and this year, for the first time, we are showing two programs of independent pilots that are looking for funding, looking for a home, and it's a great way to kind of be earlier in the process.
It's another chance for the film festival crowd to see something before it gets big. For the rest, it's the beginning of the buzz that, for the best of the fest, will just continue to build until it finally comes to a screen near you. I'm Laura Rice for the Texas Standard.